Now on with some more news items. We hope you will find these a bit more light-hearted. First, that event called Run Norwich. We have a report on Sunday's event. Then another race. This time, the annual Norwich Duck Race. And do you remember the Go-Go Gorillas and the Go-Go Dragons project? Well, in 2018, it is to be Go-Go Hares, and the project has just been launched.
The men's winner of this year's Run Norwich stormed across the finishing line in a record new time for the 10-kilometre foot race. Michael Callenberg, aged 26, a Royal Air Force air traffic controller and professional athlete from Cardiff, said he was thrilled to have finished the route in just 31 minutes and 12 seconds, beating the previous record of 31 minutes and 28 seconds set in 2015, the inaugural Run Norwich. Mr. Callenberg said, "I'm really pleased with the result, and the race itself was fantastic. It was really well organised, and there was a great field as well. I'll definitely be back next year." A total of 4,706 runners took part, another record for the race. The near cloudless morning was close to 20 degrees, and many runners found the heat and hills of the city centre challenging. But the crowds lining the route cheered the competitors over the finishing line in front of the City Hall. The women's winner was Emma Risby from Cromer, with a time of 37 minutes and 22 seconds. Ms. Risby was also the fastest woman in the City of Norwich Half Marathon in April this year. The field included Norwich City legend Dean Ashton, who ran despite having one of his ankles fused after an old injury he sustained playing football for England. Another former Canary star, Grant Holt, sounded the starter horn to get the race underway. After the race, runners moved on to a race village set up at Chapelfield Gardens to reunite with friends and family and enjoy a massage or post-race beer. The official charities for this year's Run Norwich were the Norwich City Community Sports Foundation, Mind, and Big C.
From Giraffe Duck to Bauble Christmas Quacker, a colourful collection of decorated ducks will be taking to the River Wenser for some quacking good fun later this month. They are contenders in the 6th Grand Norwich Duck Race from St George's Bridge to Fybridge, which will take place on August the 27th to raise funds for children's charity Break. Sarah Bunn from Break said, "We have about 100 ducks taking part, and people can still enter ducks at the moment if they want to. We have been hugely supported by so many wonderful artists and amazing individuals and companies who have gone completely quackers about taking part in this growing event. The race has become a bit of an institution. It is lovely that we can put on this free event for families to enjoy and raise money for Break too." The event is organised by Break in partnership with the Ribs of Beef, Norfolk Paddle Company, the Broads Authority and the Maid's Head Hotel.
Go-Go Hares galore are set to hop into Norwich next year, and we're launching a competition giving readers the chance to create the character who will make the Norwich Evening News headquarters its home. Following in the footsteps of the Go-Go Gorillas and Go-Go Dragons next summer, a colourful collection of hare sculptures will be dotted around our fine city and the wider county in a trail organised by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. The EDP, Evening News and Mustard TV are sponsoring the hare, which will sit outside our head office, and we are challenging readers to send in their design ideas. David Powells, Norwich Evening News and EDP editor, said, "We received all sorts of great ideas from readers for our previous competitions to design our Go-Go Gorilla and Go-Go Dragon, and we're looking forward to seeing the brilliant creations people of all ages come up with this time around." Rob Setchell, head of content, Mustard TV, said, "After the fun we had with the dragons, the Mustard office is already getting Go-Go withdrawal symptoms, so we're really excited for next summer. We're looking forward to seeing all the harebrained designs for the sculpture which will guard Mustard and EDP HQ."
The group of super slimmers from Norwich have lost more than the weight of two panda bears. The Slimming World group in Old Cossey lost the large amount after the club started just 3 months ago. The members are now 46 stones lighter. The Slimmers started small with a group of 11, but numbers quickly grew to 40. Julia Murphy and Olivia Clark lost 11.5 pounds and 10.5 pounds in their first week after joining to slim down for Miss Clark's wedding. Miss Clark said, "Before we joined Slimming World, we thought losing weight meant going to the gym and counting calories. But now we know it's about making healthier choices about food and becoming a bit more active." Miss Bett's group is held at Cossey Baptist Church, the street, Cossey, every Monday at 7:30 p.m.
The final touches are being made to flower beds, boxes and baskets in Norwich as Bid Norwich in Bloom prepares for the next round of judging. RHS Britain in Bloom judges will be descending on the city to see how the colourful displays of flowers around the centre stand out. Terry Bain from Friends of Norwich in Bloom said, "At the moment, my favourite barrier basket is at Chapelfield Road. Although the baskets won't be seen officially en route, they are within the Norwich BID judging area. I think the barrier baskets in Norwich are the best I've seen in years. The ones at Chapelfield Road have magnificent height and colour."